The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica.
D&D is a lot of sitting, right?
Yeah. I had to get up. I'm used to getting a good stretch when I take out my camera.
You're a photographer?
Yeah. I've really worked hard to hone my craft.
Your craft? You're pretty young to have honed a craft already.
Whatever. How old are you? Like 20 at best?
I'm a lot older than 20. But photography's your passion, though?
No, painting is my passion. I love it. I always have.
Oh, man, yeah. Me too. I just
need it to keep me sane. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's so, finding somebody else who gets it, you know, who cares, right? It's great. I'm still trying to find a permanent place around here, but once I do, we should just lock ourselves in a loft and paint for a week.
Yes, we can live on Mountain Dew and Swedish fish.
Seriously, love Swedish fish.
Yes.
Swedish fish.
You should work for an ad agency or something.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a part of cellular respiration. Its other names are citric acid cycle and the triacetylic acid cycle. Okay. It's a part of cellular respiration. Its other names are citric acid cycle and the tricarbolic acid cycle.
Hey, Todd.
What? Yeah?
Ready to go on tonight?
Oh, I can't. I'm just really struggling with this class. This professor, he hates my guts.
I'm sure that's not true. Come on. You need to sleep and take care of yourself. Otherwise, everything you're reading in these books isn't going to stick with you come test time.
You don't get it, man. If I fail this class, I could get kicked out of the program. I don't have a backup plan for this.
You're dedicated. That, I understand.
It's more than dedication. This is supposed to be the start of my life's work.
Life is long, friend. You have time to figure things out for yourself. Okay?
Yes, but I want to try to find a cure for the disease that killed my brother.
Ooh, fuck. Yeah, that is some legit life's work.
Yeah.
Tell you what. I'm going to make you some coffee, and then I'll come back and we'll study together. I have an excellent flashcard method, guaranteed to help you pass your classes.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Darius. You're an amazing guy.
Yeah. Whatever. You can tell me that after you cure toxoplasmosis, okay? Back in a bit.
Back to writing. Wait, how did he know that Kevin died from toxoplasmosis?
You know, I never took the chance to say thank you for saving my life that day.
I was just doing my job.
Yeah. But your job saved me. I was drowning. No joke.
You were on the beach when I got to you.
Yeah. I was drowning, though.
How did you get out that far?
To be honest, just had the biggest breakup of my life. It was the worst.
Wait, were you?
Yeah. I just felt like it was done.
What? How can you feel that way? You are an amazing guy. I would kill to be you, Darius. Are you kidding me? You could have any girl.
I don't know. I mean, I walked away from the one that really mattered.
Seriously, I see the way women and men look at you.
Yeah, well, I could say the same thing about you.
What? No, look, you're the total package. There's no way that people look at me that way.
Shut up, you idiot. This beautiful, smart, very funny, and romantic comedy waiting to happen, right?
I don't know about that.
Hey, you are one of the strongest, smartest people that I know. And I've known a lot of people. I just wish you could see like I do.
My entire life I've been seen as a Worthington, and you're the first person that I feel like really sees me for me.
It's not just me. Todd, Clara, Bellamy, we all see you like that. And you're a really good person, and good people are rare.
You know, it's not all bad being a Worthington, I guess. Part of my college acceptance gift is this house my dad is giving to me.
He gave you a house?
I mean, I may not have gotten much love or encouragement, but hey, at least I have a house.
I don't know what to tell you other than sometimes good things happen to good people.
Hey, Clara Barra, how's it going?
Oh, wow. No one has called me that since my parents died.
Oh, sorry. I had no idea.
Oh, crap. I'm sorry. Maybe that's why tips are so bad. Am I such a downer or what?
No. You're great. Clara Barra is off the table. We'll never talk about her again.
Right. She can be dead, too.
You know, I'm taking a class that really praises journaling and mindfulness. Maybe we can give it a shot together.
Yeah, I can't afford that. This week is just groceries and paint supplies.
Well, there's also art therapy. Either way, you need to come to terms with their passing, and that's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it to live your best life.
Yeah, I actually asked Ariel, the bar owner, if I could rent out the attic here and stay there instead of the dorms. It's gonna save me hundreds each month.
Clara, it's a fucking fire trap, dude.
Not if there's not a fire.
Okay, well, here's the little cash. Consider it a tip, not a handout.
Oh, thanks, B.
Don't mention it. I'm here for you. Always.
Aww.
Do they have apple pies here? That sounds pretty good, right?
I'm a cake person, so no. But I mean, they probably have good apple pies here.
Okay, so what'd we decide?
Do you guys have cake here? I know you have pie, but what of cake?
Yeah. We have white cake, chocolate cake, raspberry cake, coconut cake.
White cake? Who says that? Is that like some kind of vanilla?
Yeah. Vanilla. So, do you want a piece?
No, I'll just have my regular.
Crap. Cool. Again.
I will have the apocryphal apple pie. Edward, you know that crab cake isn't really cake, right?
What do you mean? It's called cake. It's in cake form. You smash a bunch of crab together, or you smash a bunch of cake together.
Sweet treat versus fishy nastiness?
Whoa. There's no fish in there. Plus, I need the protein.
All right, so here we go.
Well, you enjoy that while I enjoy this pie. Oh, what the hell? This apple pie is a goddamn pear pie. Same texture, bad taste. Oh, God, it's gritty.
Should have got the crab cakes. Can always count on this to be perfect.
No.
Okay, shift over.
Awesome. Okay, now you can catch up and be the flashcard reader.
Harsh. Going from my job to studying?
I feel ya. Why do we even have to do ethics? I'm a scientist. No ethics necessary.
Oh shit, Todd. You really need this more than any of us.
We took ethics because it's a core class and we all needed it, and it's helpful because we get to study together. Todd.
Okay. What's Kant's moral theory?
Bases moral right and wrong on self-derived universal moral duties determined through reason and intuition.
Correct.
All right, Darius, you got it right. Who takes the shot?
Eeny, meeny, money. Clara.
Whew, burned so good. Okay, next one. What are Gillian steps?
Oh, I got this one. Care for self, care for others, balance, and integrating self-interest.
This isn't about a shipwrecked crew?
No. And for your ignorance, have a shot.
Damn it. I'm never gonna pass this class.
An illogical argument, often appearing logical at first glance, but then involving a statement that may mislead in one way or another.
Fallacy?
Correct. Who takes the shot?
I will take the shot.
Classic, Todd.
Okay. A series of statements that claim to prove a point.
Argument.
Yes. And the winning shot goes to...
Hey. This is not the last call, but this is your last call.
Oh, really? Sir Bartender. Well, then I bequeath the shot to you.
Oh, hey now, buddy, thanks. You're a scholar and a gentleman.
Salute.
But you can't cut us off. I'm just getting going. You're being unfair. I don't have to drive.
Is Todd legit passed out on your shoulder?
Well, if you're cutting us off, I'm gonna take this, and we'll finish the study session upstairs in my room!
Yes, that is my girl.
To the attic.
Just put Todd on my bed. He can sleep it off.
Yeah, second wind! I'm back, baby. Woo!
Are you losing it? Is that a receding hairline I see?
Receding hairline? Edward, I'm a grower, not a shower.
What?
That makes no sense contextually.
You mean consexually?
Wow. Drunk Todd is drunk.
Do you guys think that, like, my brother is in heaven, like, watching over us sometimes?
It's unlikely.
Darius, too harsh, man. I think it's really comforting to think that those that we've lost are out there watching us.
Yeah, I'd like to think that my parents are there and watching over me.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. I didn't mean, like, no. Like, no, no, but it's... more of it's probably not something that's happening for me.
Whew. This got real deep.
No, that can't be true. Obviously, somebody is watching over you. I don't know. That sounds weird. I mean, like, not in a creepy way, but like in a good way.
I hear you.
Somebody stop me.
I mean, I hope so.
You've never lost anybody? I mean, it's great if you haven't, but, like, it's inevitable. We all lose someone at some point.
If only ever really gotten close to a few people, and they're still alive, but those relationships ended poorly. I don't even know my parents or what they could even be like.
Wait, you didn't know your birth parents? So were you adopted? But surely your parents told you about your birth parents.
I had a really bad accident when I was about 17, and I don't remember who I was, where I came from, nothing. Oh, I even gave myself this name from a book.
Wow, man, I don't know, I should feel really bad for you or just really proud that you were able to bounce back from that.
Thanks, Todd. I love the stars, and I hope your brother is there watching your drunk ass tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, isn't it crazy that we've all lost someone close to us, and here we are, a chosen family?
Wait, who did you lose, Edward?
The only person that's ever loved me with all their heart and soul, and ironically, it was her heart that failed my mom.
Oh, man. Edward, I'm so sorry. I know you and your dad have a strained relationship. I just assumed it was the same with your mom, since you don't really talk about either of your parents.
Yeah, you know, since I lost my brother, you all are the closest friends I've ever had. Seriously. I love you guys like family.
Aww.
Claire, your parents died? That's crazy. I had no idea. Both of them? When?
How you know that giraffes have a million stomachs?
A million? Your deflection with humor and facts is a giraffe. With a million tum-tums.
What? I deflect with humor.
Wait, so your deflection with humor is a gaffe with giraffes?
Even now, Todd. Even now.
Enough, man.
Okay, seriously. So they actually died just a couple months ago. It's still pretty raw, to be honest. It's why I live here year-round. They left me with nothing. I don't have anything.
Wait, I knew your parents. I used to lifeguard at the resort, and you had a cabin there. So they were broke?
Apparently. I never really knew until I got evicted from my house after the funeral.
After their funeral? What?
Literally, like, 3 days after.
That doesn't make any sense. Were they... Do you think your parents could have been... in the mob?
Oh!
Yes. Definitely a mob sitch.
But there has to be a reason. How did they die? Oh, am I being too... Look, that's rude. I'm sorry.
No, B. It's fine. It's just your classic falling down the stairs together accident.
Should have taken a 10.
Jesus,
timing, Todd. Even now?
I'm the worst. What can I say?
Look, if you don't want to discuss this further now, that's fine. But when you're ready, we're here. We'll always be here.
But really, there's not some classic falling down the stairs cliche that I'm missing, right?
Todd.
You know what's really fucked up about your situation, though, is couldn't help but appreciate the stars outside tonight. They're beautiful. Just a shame I'm seeing them through the roof and not the window. I mean, this place is a bit of a...
death trap, I've told her.
It has artistic potential.
You know, college is a lot different than I expected. I always dreamed of living that fun social life, but after losing Kara, I just couldn't do it. Honestly, if it hadn't been for Todd insisting that we play D&D, I wouldn't have been able to really get to know you guys.
Look, you've probably have heard about what a dick my father is, but if he's good for anything, it's for his money. He gave me a house recently, and honestly, it's kind of lonely. I'm just saying, you guys have been the best friends I could have asked for these last 3 years, and y'all can move in with me. You can have a studio to art, Clara, and we can D&D like every night.
D&D every night?
Art? D&D? No leaky roof? I'm in.
And the only payment I require is that you draw my D&D character.
Yes! I could do a full oil painting. It'll be so magical.
So you want her to paint you like one of your elf girls?
Todd.
Yeah, what? Free place with my best fucking friends? But it's, like, private, you know, in case I want to bring someone back to, you know.
Todd.
Yes, it's a pretty big place.
You're a pretty big place.
Damn it, Clara, get off my brand.
This episode was produced and edited by Hiroshi, and the opening and closing theme was created by Rob Anderson. This episode was written by Stacy, Fred, Mike, Steph, and Veronica. Additionally, the cast and crew would like to thank the following folks for lending their awesome voices to this production. Laura was voiced by Gwyn. Find her at Gwyn and Tonic. The bartender was voiced by Mike. Find him at Man McMike. As always, you can follow the show at CAF Podcast and find a permanent link to our Discord in the bio. Be sure to check out some of the other Geekly Inc. podcasts, such as Inks and Issues, Cast of Thrones, and Transformation Sequence.